Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Afghans deal with whiplash and questions after the Taliban ends a two-day internet blackout. Then a vibrant church in the Arab world is living out its Great Commission calling. We'll give you more details on that in just a moment. But first, Afghanistan is back online after a 48-hour internet shutdown by Taliban authorities. Officials provided no reason for the blackout that grounded flights, halted commerce, and restricted access to emergency services. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
even like sat phones are having troubles working inside the country. There are ministries that are scrambling to figure out, okay, how are we going to hear from our partners?
People had no means of communication with each other or the outside world, and they had no idea how long the blackout would last. Unfortunately, the shutdown also restricted the only avenue of hope for many people.
One of the things it definitely affects is Christian materials, online evangelism, social media evangelism, discipleship that happens over an internet connection.
But thankfully, the Taliban restored connectivity after 2 days. Yet the shutdown creates an unsettling precedent. Pray that Afghans would turn to Christ for peace and reassurance.
The average Afghan looks at the Taliban and looks at the oppression and says, well, if that's what it means to be a good Muslim, I'm not sure I want to be a good Muslim. That plants some questions in the heart to say, okay, well, if I'm not a good Muslim, then what should I be? The gospel has answers to those questions.
Meanwhile, according to a 2025 report from the International Center for Counterterrorism, Kabundo serves with Zimzam Global, a church planting training ministry focused on discipling kids first.
With the rise of terror groups in Africa, you would realize that the most affected people are children.
School attendance, church and home life, and protection from abuse all come under threat when ISIS strikes. Children are also vulnerable to accepting an Islamic State worldview. Kabundo explains that extremists will sometimes enter communities the same way that Christians do. They might even offer humanitarian aid or school sponsorship, gaining influence. But there's a critical difference.
For Christianity, we are driven by love, as opposed to these Islamists who are driven by fear.
Zimzam Global trains believers to usher children into God's family and his good kingdom purposes.
Our biggest cry in Africa is for God to provide opportunities in his own ways so that we can move up to the northern part of Africa.
Pray for more believers to enter this work and for resources needed to carry it forward. And finally, we want to introduce you to a new ministry partner in the MNN family. It's the largest Protestant church in the Arab world, and it's in Egypt. Kasabar Evangelical Church, or KDEC, was founded in 1949 with a missions DNA. Today, it has 12,000 members. However, Pastor Sam with KDEC says,
it's not about the number, actually. We are kingdom-minded, not church-minded. So we believe that the church exists for the Great Commission, to continue the message that Jesus Christ started and help people to get to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And we pass the message of hope for people.
KDEC ministers to people where they are. For example,
we have the largest sports ministry program in the Middle East. We serve around 750,000 per year to reach people out to the knowledge of Christ.
So praise God for the gospel spread in Egypt. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
The field is ready, and we need you. We need to move together where God is moving. And I believe that God has a special work in the Middle East these days, and we cannot do it alone. The church, Arabic church, American church, other church, come together. We should move where God is moving.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join in praying with them from October 12th through the 26th. God wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth, and it all begins with prayer. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.